This goes to Dr. Shaun, S-H-A-U-N, Moon, M like Mary, O-O-N. Fax 989-463-1713. Regarding Elaine, E-L-A-I-N-E, Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, date of birth 9/20/1947. Dear Dr. Moon, this is a consultation for Mrs. Thomas for evaluation of hyponatremia. In reviewing lab results as far back as 2018, she said intermittent lab values showing hyponatremia. 2018, 135 sodium, normal in 2019 of 137. 2020, we have a 132 sodium. 2021, normal 138. 11/29 of 2022, sodium's 136. Then she became very symptomatic after coming back from her cruise to Alaska, about a 10-day cruise. And she was weak. She had a headache. She's been having shakiness, some dizziness, and brain fog. And she was also, before the cruise, she was having right lower quadrant abdominal pain that radiated to her right flank. So a kidney ultrasound was done with post-void bladder scan August 29th of this year. The right kidney was 10.7 centimeters and the left was 11 centimeters. And there was moderate right hydroureter nephrosis and mild to moderate left hydroureter nephrosis. She had minimal post-void bladder volume of 20 mLs. And then sodium one done 9/26 of 23 was 134. 9/28, sodium 128. 10/3 of 23, sodium 128. And 10/12 of 2023, sodium 132. The patient is feeling a little better today at this consult. The pain in the right lower quadrant is gone, and she doesn't have any flank pain either. She was seen by a urologist in Lansing, a Dr. Dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S. And Dr. Dennis ordered a CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis with contrast. And that showed that she probably had, she had moderate dilation of the right renal calluses and pelvis, consistent with developmental U, P like Paul, J like John obstruction. And the urinary bladder was normal. So she's just going to watch and do routine scans to be sure there's no obstruction. And the patient does have normal creatinine levels and has for several years. Currently, she is feeling better. No chest pain or palpitations. She was having some shortness of breath on exertion over the summer while she was playing, trying to learn how to play pickleball. She says that has resolved, and she has actually not been involved in strenuous exercise recently due to her weakness, headache, and shakiness. She does continue to do yoga for exercise. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No edema. No claudication symptoms. Urine is clear. No excessive urine output. No nocturia, no incontinence. She was having some urinary urgency prior to the cruise, and she used oxybutynin just while she was on the cruise to prevent the frequency symptoms or to treat the frequency symptoms, but she stopped that after she returned home from the cruise and hasn't used it since. Past medical history is significant for hyperlipidemia, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Past surgical history, she's had a tubal ligation, a hysterectomy, and colonoscopies in 2016 and again in 2022. She has never smoked cigarettes. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is married and lives with her husband, and she's retired. Family history: her mother did have renal failure after a cholecystectomy surgery and required dialysis for several years before passing away. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies: she's allergic to Valium. Medications: she uses Voltaren gel as needed for pain, Pepcid 20 mg twice a day, melatonin 5 mg at bedtime, Zyrtec 10 mg at bedtime, glucosamine with chondroitin daily, Benefiber daily. Her Pravacol 20 mg daily is on hold for now, but she will be restarting that if you agree, since there's no reason not to continue it secondary to the hyponatremia. Citracal, or Caltrate, 1,500 milligram of calcium twice a day. Flonase nasal spray and a multivitamin daily. Physical examination: height 68 inches, weight 154 pounds. Pulse 101. Oxygen saturation is 97% on room air. Blood pressure sitting, large adult cuff, is 142 over 78. Standing immediately, 132 over 70. Standing after 2 minutes, 122 over 70. So she does have some orthostasis, even though some of the blood pressures are initially elevated while sitting. And she does become dizzy when she's standing at times. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Lungs are clear. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses, no CVA tenderness, no pulsatile areas. Extremities, there's no edema, 2+ pedal pulses, and brisk capillary refill. In labs, most recent lab studies were done 10-12-2022. The sodium 132, the creatinine is 0.68. 10-3 sodium 128, creatinine 0.78. 9-26-23 random urine sodium is 87. And serum osmolality is slightly low at 277. The creatinine is 0.78, sodium 128. And 9-26, urine osmolality is 430. And creatinine 0.7, sodium was 134. And creatinine levels have been normal as far back as 2016. And hemoglobin most recently was 13 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan: hyponatremia, most likely secondary to SIADH. That will require fluid restriction, 40 to 56 ounces in 24 hours. She's close to doing that now, but she wasn't counting coffee and other beverages, just water. We've asked her to increase protein intake as much as possible. If she's unable to eat as much protein as we would like, we may consider using urea, U-R-E-A, tablets. We would recommend avoiding the use of any diuretics, as that usually worsens hyponatremia. And she doesn't need them anyway at this point. We wouldn't use them for blood pressure when she's got orthostasis. The urologist may consider a nuclear medicine functional scan with Lasix to determine if one kidney is functioning less than the other due to the congenital or the developmental UPJ obstruction that was found on CAT scan. And I've asked her to take her blood pressures at home, not every day, but randomly, several times a week, sitting, then standing also, and then standing 2 minutes later. Just to bring those to your office for further review. We've encouraged her to use support hose. And in this case, sometimes it is beneficial for these patients to add a little salt just to support blood pressure. That's usually not what we do for hyponatremia with SIADH, but it is helpful with orthostasis. It can be. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months, and will do labs before she leaves for Florida, and then again after she comes back in April, and she'll have a follow-up visit when she returns. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.